This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. We're continuing with Shabura, Daf HaShavua, Simen Kuf Nun Aleph. We're middle of Sif Aleph. The Mechaber said that Talmidei Chachamim and their Talmidim are allowed to eat and drink in the Shul Midoichak. And then the Rama says, V'yei Shomrim, to the Beis HaMedrash, Afilu Shaloi Midoichak Shari. Says the Mishbura Sif Katan, Tes, Shari, Ayin Belavush, Ubach, Shemetzadadin Kein Ladina, V'chein Nira, She'ein Lahachmir La'anoshim Shaloim Dim Shom Kalayim. That people who learn there all day, Ein Lahachmir. So it's not midoichek, it's meikradin. The mechaber continued, Ein mechashbin vahen cheshboinois, elam keim hen shel mitzvah. We don't make calculations unless it's of mitzvah, kagoin kupa shel tzedaka, upidyoin shvuyim. Ein maspidin vahem, we don't eulogize, elam keim yin ha-hespid le'echad megdoi le'o'ir, shekol b'nei ho'ir miskabtinu bam laspidai. We don't eulogize unless it's a eulogy for one of the great people of the city, that all the people of the city gather there to eulogize. Says Mishmaru Ha'ir, Shemes Kroivai, Shal Hagadol. Let's say a relative of the leader of the city passed away, Machmez Zabam Rabim Lehesped. And because of that, many people are coming to the eulogy of Achol Shekein, Kisha Hesped Al Talmud Chacham, especially if the Hesped is on a Talmud Chacham. What's the reason why we are maspid them in the Beis HaKnesses? Rashi says in Masechet Megillah Chav Chesam Abeis that since Rabbim need to gather there because of the Chashivas of the Niftar or the Karov, it's appropriate to do in the Shul because it houses everyone. What if the Niftar is not a Talmud Chacham or a relative, but many are coming to eulogize him? Then there's no heter, only for a Talmud Chacham or a relative of a Talmud Chacham. So even though the Mechaber said le'echad mi gedoylei ho'ir, shekol b'nei or miskabtin. Le'echad mi gedoyle doesn't mean you're eulogizing one of the Talmud Chacham, you're eulogizing a relative of the Talmud Chacham. And because of this, many people come for the Hesped. But the Ben Ish Chai says, only for the Talmud Chacham or his relative, not an important person. I mean, I've seen cases where, you know, somebody was a philanthropist and they eulogized him in the shul. I don't know if that was, you know, lehalacha or that was just in order to keep their institution open. But, in other words, I don't know, the Lashon of the Mechaber Gedoylem, I don't know if that means the Talmud Chacham. You know, I don't know if the word Gadol in the Mechaber is referring to what we refer to as Gedoylem, but certainly the Ben Ish Chai in the Rav Pa'alim understood it that way. What about, could you bring the bear, the coffin, into the Beis Medrash? Shulchan Aruch says in Yerodei HaSimen Shem Mem Dalet, only like a Gadol Hadar, you could bring the meat into the Beis Medrash. The Chacham HaSadam says you shouldn't do this, only for a Goyin, a Chassid, and Yachid Bedoyre, like the Gra. Because we don't have in our generation someone who's Chacham Aleph for Goyin. Rav Shlomo Zalman said about himself not to bring his Aroin into the Beis Medrash. But the Taras Chaim writes, the minhag is to bring the mitzvah of the Rav or the Talmud Chacham to the Beis HaKnesses if he was a tzaddik and he taught L'Shem Shemayim because of Kavrat Torah, Yiftach B'Dari Kishmoda, which is generally the minhag that they do bring in the Rosh Hashiva into the Beis Medrash, even B'Dari Reinu. The Shal Sechus Malamed Lahayo, Rabbi David Zvi Hoffman brings that the minhag in Hungary was to bring the Aron of the Rav into the Beis HaKnesses, and they did that for Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Ksav Sofer, and I think Bizman Hazeh they do that as well. Okay. Ha'ari haya nizar ma'oid shaloi ledaber b'veis ha'knesses rak tfilasai. The Arizal was very careful not to speak in a shul, only his prayer. Afilu divrei musar loy diber, pen yimashech yimenu divrei chol. Even words of musar he wouldn't speak, lest it be drawn into idle conversation. So it's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah brings this hanhaga here, in Sifkat Anyud, by talking about Dinei Hesped. Why didn't he bring it in Sivkatan Beis, when he talked about the Isser of Sichas Chulin? I would humbly suggest it's because he just said that you're allowed to be Maspid, a relative of Talmud Chacham, or even a Talmud Chacham. Now a Hesped is not Divrei Torah, it's Divrei Musar. So the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out, by the way, just letting you know, that the Ari was makbid not even to say Divrei Musar. So maybe the Ari would not be maspid a Talmud Chacham. Maybe that's the connection. In other words, you know why the Mishnah Berurah select to tell us this Hanhaga Davka over here in Sivkat Anyud? Because, you know, he's saying you should be careful because, it's not Pasha that Divrei Musar is just, has an outright heter. The Dirshu brings that Arizal never was mazir other people not to talk in a shul. Just he personally was careful. The Sefer Charedim brings, that was the Kabbalah, that was the practice of two Mikubalim, the Ari and the Ramak, only to speak in the basic Nesas Divrei Torah. For Gadol HaMinog. Why? Are we now? That means Me'ikar Hadin, we're not worried that it's going to be drawn into Divrei Chayil. Now it's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says he was only Zahir. He was Zahir not to speak Divrei Tefila. He was Zahir only to Davin, but Divrei Musar he didn't speak. Now the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say he learned, so you could have said maybe he didn't learn either. The Charedim says that he only spoke Divrei Torah. Earlier the Mishnah Berurah said that, by the way, even though the Torah's Chaim said that the Ari himself was Zahir, but he didn't tell anyone else to do this, the Mishnah Berurah did tell us to do this. The Mishnah Berurah we saw yesterday in Sivkat and Gimel said, Hayore v'hachare l'dvar Hashem, Yasim tamid eina v'libay, Shaloi l'daber shum dvarim b'teilim, Beis ha'knes, Beis ha'medrash. V'hamakim hazeh yeh miyuchad rak l'tayra v'l'tfila. So the Mishnah Berurah said that even a non-Arizal person should be careful only to talk dvar. You should be miyachi the shul only for learning and davening. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah, you know, Mishnah Berurah Lashitase brought in Simon Aleph from the Chidah that we have a Kabbalah that when Chazal say Barasi Yetzar, Barasi Torah Tavlin, Torah there is referring to Musar. The Arizal had a personal Chumrah. It doesn't mean he didn't learn Musar. He didn't speak to others Divrei Musar. Like, you know, say, why are you bringing your phone into the shul? Then the guy's going to say, because I have a medical emergency. So the Arizal says, really, you know, maybe I could help you out. So he's afraid it would lead to Sicha Batela. But it doesn't mean he didn't learn Divrei Musar in the shul. Okay. Weiter. Vim tzarach likanes bahem litzarkai. What if you need to enter the shul for your own needs? Kagain likroi la'adam. You need to call someone. So what should you do? So many people like to advertise that they are Amei Haaretz, and what they do is they sit down. But that's not what you should do. What should you do? Yikanis v'yikra ma'at. You should learn a little bit. Oyomer dvar shmua, or say a dvar Torah, something you heard, v'achar kach yikren, and then you could call him. Kedei shalo yehe nera kitlo nichnas l'tzarka. So it doesn't appear like that you're entering for your own needs. What if you don't know how to read a pasuk in Chumash? You don't know how to read a Mishnah? You should tell one of the children, read to me the pasuk that you're reading. Or just remain there. Staying in the shul is a mitzvah. Shenemar, Ashrei Yoishvei Teisecha. So many people like to advertise that they are a complete ignoramus. So when they come into a shul, they sit down. Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? You're not how to do that. You're not how to sit down. You need to learn. You're not how to show people that you're a complete Am Aretz. You come to the shir, you're not a complete Am Aretz. So you should at least try to say a pasuk. Why are you putting yourself in bad light by sitting down and showing people you don't know a pasuk and you don't know a Mishnah? You don't do that. Number two, if you sit down, your mamash should complete Am Aretz. You know why? Because you don't even know how to read the Mechaber. Because the Mechaber never said to sit. Where do you get this thing to sit down from? Oh, yeshiva. Pal, read the words. Yisha ma'at. You stay there a little bit. Shaha yeshiva. The word yeshiva means staying, not sitting. Remaining. The word Ashrei Yoishvei Beisach doesn't mean fortunate are those who sit in your house. It means fortunate are those who remain in your house. Those are the words. Yisha ma'at. So if you come into a shul to call someone and you sit down, you are doubly demonstrating your Ame Ha'aratzos. First of all, you're supposed to learn. And second of all, there's no concept of sitting. How long should you remain there? V'shir ha'yeshiva k'dei hiluch shnei psachim. The reason why yeshiva is called yeshiva is not because they sit. Traditionally, they always learned. They always stood. It means they remained. Now, how long should you remain? The amount of time it takes to walk two entrances. L'das hayish mefarshim b'simen tzadi soif simen chaf. Says Mishra Shmua, Perosh Halacha, Oy Mishnah, V'acher kach yikren otzolomer, Avo lo yakdim akriya mikoydim. You shouldn't call him first and then sit. Because then it looks like your learning is secondary. Now, if you have to call someone in a shul, the Reish Chachma, the Arach Nem, and the Peliot says, don't raise your voice. Yankel! Yankel! No, don't. Because that shows you don't have Moira Min Ashchina. People who sit in the Palestinian don't raise their voice. Even if you have to be moicha against those who are doing something improper. Let's say you daven in a shul where they mistakenly allow people to bring in their phone. So even though maybe they should close down, but still, that's not, you can't enforce that. So then, and you have to be moicha that a guy has his phone in, you should still speak to them benachas uve kovid roish. Okay. Kedei hiluch, haynu sheyisha shir hiluch shnei psachim, dehaynu shmoyne tvachim. That is the amount of time that it takes to walk two doorways, which is eight tvachim, which is not a very long time. How long is the shir? The Shulchan Aruch said earlier, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, you have to wait. That's the amount of time, by the way, that you wait when you come into shul before you start davening. That's basically, and how long does that take? A second. Shnia. It takes a second. In other words, before you call your friend, you stand there for a second. Ah, Baruch Shekivanti, says Aruch HaShulchan, and what position should you be in when you go into the shul? Ein adafka b'yeshiva el yachal kaima gam ba'amida. Ein yeshiva ela lashen akava. Wow. Okay, today's going to be a good day. I was mechavin to the Aruch HaShulchan. That you don't have to sit. Okay, I mean, I think that's what the Shulchan Aruch was saying, but the Aruch HaShulchan spells it out. I hadn't seen this, but okay. But the Aruch Hashulchan says you should be mechavein for the mitzvah. You should have kavana to mekayim the mitzvah of sitting in a shul, of remaining in a shul. Yeshiva in a shul is a mitzvah. Shenemar asher yeshiveisecha. However, the Big Day Yesha disagrees. The Big Day Yesha says, no, you need to be sitting. Otherwise, it's not recognizable that you are in, that you're first remaining, and then you're calling your friend. I guess, especially in light of the fact that you only have to stay there a second. So that's certainly not right. It's not going to be clear that you're first being mekayim the inyan. So I take it back. You're not necessarily doubly showing your ame haratzos. It depends. If you knew the Big Day Yesha, then you know when somebody says, "Hey pal, are you such an amaratz? You don't know a pasuk." At least you could recover. And they're going to say, "And you're sitting? Where'd you get that from?" You can say, "Well, don't you know the Big Day Yesha?" So at least you could recover on that one. But I don't think that's what the Mechaber means. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that's not what the Mechaber means. But the Big Day Yesha disagrees. Okay, let's call it over here. I want to finish up the Avas Yisrael.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.